This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, if you're not familiar with postage stamps, they tend to be rectangular and some stick by themselves without application of the tongue. I say this because in this electronic world, posting an envelope can seem quaint. I also say this because the U.S. Postal Service just released its results for fiscal 2018, showing a loss of nearly $4 billion, a loss 69% larger than a year earlier. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
People sent things through first-class mail 2 billion fewer times last year. That's a problem for a service that is required to deliver mail everywhere, 6 days a week, regardless of snow, rain, heat, you get it. Satish Jindal is president of Ship Matrix.
Whether a letter carrier is putting 5 envelopes in a mailbox or 4, the cost is same, but the revenue drops.
Still, those losses were more than made up for by revenues from larger things we like to order online. John McHugh is spokesman for the Package Coalition.
Package revenues now account for about 30% of all the revenues of the Postal Service.
He says that growth market and new overall rate increases set to take effect in January could help narrow the gap.
The increase of the cost of a first-class stamp will go up by a percentage, the highest ever.
To 55 cents. It'll cost more to ship packages, too. Still, many in Congress say getting into the black is more about cutting employee pensions and health benefits they say are too high. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.